views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. And I'm glad you're here with us today. And here we are, finally, on December 21st, 2012, a date that's been talked about for years. And sometimes it's amazing, you know, to come to finally that date. And, you know, it's about the end of the Mayan calendar and so many predictions about that. And, you know, my take on that is, will tomorrow be any different? Well, that's up to each of us to bring in the energy to transform ourselves into a loving community here on Earth. Many are working towards this. They're gathering today. There's lots going on over this weekend to promote love on earth, peace. So let's see what we can do together. Last week, I accepted the 3-day pledge of love, committing to share words and action of love and kindness for a global celebration on December 20th, 21st, 22nd. And I invite you to sign this pledge as well at 3daysoflove.com. And it makes me more aware to be conscious of that, of not only my words, but my thoughts. So today we're going to continue our exploration of Women of Wisdom presenters. I'll be talking with Sharon Maynard on how to thrive and Robin Murphy about love within. And first, right now, I'm going to introduce you to Zarina Wolf. She will be giving a workshop on Sunday evening, February 17th, Ground Floor Rhythm through Takitina. I'll have her say it correctly for me. In this workshop, Sunday evenings were open to men. So Zarina began playing the drum when she met and became the student of the late Nigerian drummer Baba Olatunji. Zarina studied with Baba for 14 years, learning to teach beginning drum orchestration. She also trained with Reinhard Flatischler,
right.
Great. The developer of the Takatina process. She's the developer of the whole person drumming curriculum. It's a way to learn the power of drum orchestration to create music in community. And her website is www.villageheartbeat.com. So welcome, Zarina, to Voices of Women.
Oh, it's great to be here. And it's a mouthful with those syllables, I'm telling you.
Well, and you have to, there's capitals of each one, and so your eyes aren't used to seeing all these capital letters. And
right. But it's a rhythm of itself, Takatina. So
yeah.
when you begin to say it, you understand that that even before you understand anything about rhythm, you can use your voice as a means of moving you closer to feeling rhythm in your body. So your voice is your first, very, very first tool, even before you play a drum or you step or dance. We're in amazing bodies.
Well, I was curious because something I read that you wrote, I mean, you think about it, when we're kids, we do a lot of active things, rhythm games, jump ropes, hopscotch, and how much they are, we think they're just games and playtime for kids, but they're very much a learning aspect of what you need to do as a child to learn balance. The space around us and timing, and we learned we sang rhythms in rhymes in school, like you said, the sounds and the singing, and we probably learned in the womb of our mothers singing to us or you know whatever.
Right.
How much that impacts us, and now as adults, how much do we do that? And so, talk to us about the importance of doing the whether it's drumming or any kind of rhythm.
Well, I think my feeling about why rhythm is so compelling is because it's something that can draw us more immediately into a world without words. So when we're in a world with less words, we're in a world with less thinking. And when we're in a place where we're less thinking, that's a time when our creativity and our, you know, the parts of ourselves that are connected to insight and inspiration are all available. So I see drumming and rhythm as a tool for us to open these places inside of us, which are, you can also find on a yoga mat, on a meditation cushion, you know, in a medicine circle. It's just another way in to this place of presence. So that's why I'm hooked on it.
Yeah, and so why do you think it's important in our culture at this time?
Oh, because we're so separated from it. I mean, you brought up something really good. Think about all the things that kids do that are rhythmic and that affect timing, and that we call them play. And right now, we are so inundated. I'm sitting in a house right now where I've got a computer, an iPad, a cell phone, all within, you know, a grabbing reach of me. I walk down the street, you know, I'm in San Francisco right now, I walk down the street, and almost every person I passed was wearing a set of headphones. Whether they were talking to someone on the phone or they were listening to music, they were less in contact with their external reality and more in this kind of virtual world. And you could say in one way, well, they were in a rhythmic world. Yeah, but they weren't in a rhythmic world connected to anybody else. So rhythm is not only a powerful tool for our own ability to move into the here and now, it's also an incredible tool to gather people together, to tune a group of people to one kind of energy. And when you do that, people naturally fall into an easy way of community. They're not like voting somebody president or, you know, voting on what kind of toilet paper to buy. It's just simple and organic and direct. And we need this because we're going to go more and more into this cyber world. And I love technology. I have nothing against technology. But in terms of the world of human relations, there is nothing that you can beat that has to do with the actual presence of two people or three people or four people being in the same place together, creating something beautiful.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, you think about this, yes, technology is great, but it also has an aspect of separating us. And sometimes you're with people, I work with some people, and together we're on our computers, and sometimes we'll chat, and then all of a sudden, I'll be multitasking where I think I'm listening, but I'm also typing away in my computer. And that's not really listening, being present. You know, it's so drawing to be caught into our computers. It's just mesmerizing.
Right.
And you can get almost an addiction.
Well, we're creating. We're in our creative mode. I really do believe, you know, sometimes when you sit down, you're typing an email or whatever, you're in your own mind, you're creating. You're experiencing your own intelligence in a certain sense. Whether it's connecting to somebody else, that's another story. But we, you know, even like we have Facebook, we have Meetup, we have all these wonderful tools that are social media tools. But what about the direct experience of being with others in a room where we're not talking, we're not about ideas, we're about something more, you know, primal. I don't want to use the word primal exactly because I believe it's innate. We're in a place where we're innately feeling our connection to each other. And why I love rhythm and drumming and Takatina so much is you get a group of people together, and all of a sudden we become a tribe. We're no longer based on those things that look like differences. We're based on something that has to do with an immediate sense of aliveness and vitality in the room, a sense of harmony in the room. And can you imagine if this, we had to do this before we did some kind of like serious thing, like run for office or I don't know. You know, I've always had this big dream and big wish that rhythm could be introduced into politics because well, it's so neutralizing.
Yeah, that would be okay. You know, you can't start Congress so you have a drum circle. It might be a very, it could be a very interesting conversation afterwards, you know, because it does
right.
connect in ways you don't even know. We have a drum circle
right.
now, Moment of Wisdom. We meet once a month, and I went this, it was just this last Friday. And all sorts of things happen because it takes you to another place, even though you're there in your own mind, kind of. It's almost like a meditative practice, but you're with a group of people. So stuff happens in you, but then something happens in the collective consciousness within the group. And you even people start to say they start hearing people singing around us, you know.
Right,
you start
right.
hearing things. And somebody was saying, your drum, she was sitting next to the person right next to her who had this kind of a congo drum. And she said, your drum sounded like it came from the other side of the room, not right next to me. So all sorts of interesting things happen.
Right, right. And drum circles are the beginning for people to, you know, find a way that they don't have to have any skill set. You know, they just kind of like find the beat and, you know, play freely like children. And then when you get to a certain point where, you know, you begin to investigate, hey, maybe this path has something for me. Maybe there's something in here that can serve my evolution, you know, a way of being with people more. You want more of it. And then so then in my history, I went into drumming very seriously and studied very intensively with lots of teachers. And one thing that kept drawing me was this context of rhythm, which drumming is a part of, but there's another way to connect to it, and that is with your whole body. So I got hooked into this learning process called Tocatina. And that's what I'm going to be presenting at the Women of Wisdom big conference, which I'm really looking forward to. That is, like, what I would say the difference between drumming and Tocatina is like, kind of like anybody can drum at any time without any prior knowledge.
Yeah, so is that and I'm going to have to cut you short here. I'm afraid we've run out of time, but I want people to know that they can learn this. You'll be teaching this on Sunday, February 17th. Again, it's open to men.
Yes.
Check it out on our website at www.womanofwisdom.org. Well, thank you so much, Serena. Sorry we can't talk longer. But
it's okay. I'm very happy to have had this time with you.
Yes. Okay. So you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. We're going to come back and talk to Sharon Riggi Maynard.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking to Sharon Raji Maynard now. Sharon is a radical mystic and longtime advocate for women to become architects on the world stage of thriving peace. Her specialty is working with the unseen aspects of life in order to transform the physical, seen world. And Sharon is the founder and host at Weaving the World Media and creator of the Triangular Angelic Grid, TAG, Healing System. For more information, you can see her she has several. And I'm going to give you weavingtheworld.com. That's the easiest one for you all to remember, www.weavingtheworld.com. She's given a workshop at Women of Wisdom called Out of Survival into Thriving, and that is Sunday, February 17th in the afternoon. So welcome, Sharon.
Thank you, Chris. It's really great to be with you today.
Especially today. What a day. Well,
oh, yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think tomorrow's going to be any different, and necessarily. I think we're in a long transition. It's just people have given this date, but I think it's kind of an ongoing. I think we've been feeling it for months, you know.
Yes,
and
definitely. We are in this transition, but it definitely is the mark of a major cycle ending, beginning, and so I think it's a wonderful time for women and all of us, really, to say, hey, I've been surviving up until now. What does that mean? How do I move to thriving? And why would I move to thriving? And what right do I have to thrive? You know, I think it's a great question for us at this moment.
Yes, and there is that aspect of, it feels like in the past several months that we've been in survival. You can just feel this, a lot of energy and intense time for people, and we're just trying to make it through this time, and yet we need to. And how you've worked with women for many years, you've been witnessing this, a lot of women moving into action. You know, there's been a lot going on, women stepping into leadership, a lot of women's conferences, women's activities, and yet you can still see we're entrenched in this survival pattern. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about that.
Well, you know, for me, I grew up in a home that was very patriarchal, loving, but patriarchal. I didn't realize that I was marginalized as a girl and as a woman, but I definitely looked back and didn't even see my mother. I mean, you know, in my mind, I so valued the males in my world that my mother had disappeared, which is very indicative of marginalization. I also didn't enjoy spending time with girls or women, another mark of marginalization. And so when I started on my healing quest, how do I make my life better, because I think that's a human nature, I came up against the fact that I didn't like women, you know? And, wait a minute, what does that say about me then as a woman? And so I had to begin to address that concept that women aren't valuable in order for me to get to my own personal value. And because I'm a radical mystic, a radical, by Howard Zinn's definition, says you're not going to take what the world says or read it in the books. You're going to keep pushing for what, and get deeper and deeper. And my depth came from spiritual guidance from beyond this world. That's where I got my answers. And as I was doing my healing work and my personal sessions with myself and others, one of the questions that came up from my curiosity space was, is there a specific purpose a soul has to incarnate into a female body versus a male body? Because I know souls kind of, you know, or that's, they're not gendered in the same way, but we do have gendered bodies. And the answer from my spiritual teacher was, yes, there is a reason for a female body, and that is to design a world that provides a thriving environment and culture for all children born into it. Oh my gosh, they are the leaders, they said. Women are the leaders. And I went, whoa, that's not what I was taught. So I had to work with that. I worked with it myself. I worked with it with other women. And indeed, I saw that when women moved into that space of, I'm going to design the home, my food, my bedroom space in a way that provides an environment of valuing and nurturing and balance, the men around them changed. Their world changed. They didn't have to fight. That indeed there was an aspect that women are the ones who ought to be designing our world, and we have, that's the out of balance part for me, that women aren't at design tables. And so since 1989, when I began and getting into the women, I have worked with thousands of women, and I've watched women begin to have a voice and be a little bit nervous about that, and then more women had a voice. And now, as you say, we've got a lot of events, a lot of amazing things. I mean, when Women of Wisdom started, you were one of the first groups allowing space for women to be together, to speak together. And we are changing absolutely the world, and we just need more women at the decision-making tables. And the thing about surviving, Chris, is that we were born, all of us are, but, you know, I was born in the 40s. So I was born onto a game board that says men are in charge, for example. They'll take care of the women. Women don't have to think about it. They don't have to make decisions. They don't have to contemplate. Just listen to the man in their life, and the man will tell them what's best and how to think, etc. That was my game board. And as I played in that game board, moved myself around, I found I didn't have identity. And so I twisted myself to survive on that game board. And we have done that over and over and over again. The 300-plus years of the burning times, women have changed themselves to be small so they wouldn't be called witches. We won't heal. We won't listen to our intuition. We won't cook with herbs. Why? Because our great-great-great-great-grandmothers began that survival smallness. And we're having to break free of that. And it's a game board, if you will, a platform that in order to thrive, we have to recognize, wait a minute, it's nothing's wrong with me. Something's wrong with the system.
So how do we break through that genetic pattern? Like, I understand that.
Yes.
It's a genetic pattern.
And you make a choice. Absolutely. It begins with a choice. And then you say, make a commitment to an end result. Whatever it takes for me to move from where I'm at to that place of thriving, community, of valuing a world of imbalance and loving whatever it takes, that's where I'm going to end up. And then you start listening to your intuition. You know, we say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village no matter what. Like your guest before talking about the drumming, community is what we build, and we one of the things we do is when we make a choice individually, then we start looking for those people who know a different way, whether it's books or lectures or workshops or interviews, and say, hey, you know something I haven't thought about. And you begin to listen to that, and then you begin to listen to your own voice, and you begin to create a village, because it takes the village. And so meeting regularly in some way or some fashion with a group is also extremely valuable, as your previous guest said. So it's a choice. It begins absolutely with a choice.
Yeah, and so what you referred to is like it's doing that inner work, you know, and finding what are your gifts, what is your passion, what do you want to do, and then finding mm-hmm. people of to find that community, find people of like mind who have similar interests, and start gathering with them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes.
Stop isolating. And that whole thing you started in the beginning about how you grew up not liking women, and there's a lot of, you know, we're trained, I think, at early age to compete, you know, as teenagers, compete for the
mm-hmm.
guys. And
yes.
so we get competitive with each other and all sorts of, you know, and we get that there's the female betrayal. There's all sorts of things that need to heal in order for us to feel safe to be gathered. And that's what's happened at Woman of Wisdom for 21
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
That
well,
it has that, healed that because we are gathered together as women.
Gathering, absolutely. And that's been my work. It's like that inner work. How deeply do we need to go to disconnect the automatic responses within that we act out that are really from the group, human, physical, female psyche, from old experiences? So that is a very critical piece, is how can we also disconnect from the automatic response? And that's deep inner work. So there's inner work and there's outer work, and you do
yeah.
both.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you are giving away a free three-point
yes.
intuitive reading session to identify and transform your most sabotaging pattern. So everyone, anybody who, the first person who calls,
mm-hmm.
the number is 425-774-1142. And that's 425-774-1142. Call by January 1st. Mention mm-hmm. Woman of Wisdom Gifting, and Sharon will gift that to you.
Yeah.
And go to the Woman of Wisdom website, look at her workshop. It's one of our one-hour ones, so it's very inexpensive to go to. It's called Out of Survival into Thriving, and it's also one we don't turn people away for lack of funds for these. We call them our inner rounds. It's at 5 o'clock on Sunday, February 17th. So thank you, Sharon. It's great
Absolutely,
to talk.
Absolutely, Kristen. I'm looking forward to lots of wonderful women.
Yes. So this is Kristina. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, I'll be talking with Robin Murphy.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Transform your life.
Women of wisdom. Women of wisdom. Women of wisdom. Rise and shine, sister kind. Spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back. Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and the song you just heard is our Woman of Wisdom theme song, and that is on our CD, our WOW CD, that you can purchase on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. We've got songs from many amazing women singers, Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. Well, now I'm going to talk to Robin Murphy. She's been an active spiritual seeker for over 30 years and has served as priestess to her community since 1990. Facilitating rituals, seasonal celebrations, classes, and workshops. She also performs many live passage ceremonies, such as weddings and blessings, cronings, and moontime rites. She has served on staff with Diana's Grove Mystery School, Heartland Pagan Alliance, and the Fires of Venus community. She's going to present a workshop at Woman of Wisdom called Beloved Love Within on Sunday evening, February 17th, and that one is also open to men. So welcome, Robin.
Well, thank you, Chris, and happy solstice to you and your listeners.
Yes, it is this winter solstice, and finally the days will start to get longer, which we all look forward to.
Indeed.
So tell us about how you came to this work and why this topic of beloved, love within.
Well, I think it is a topic that can speak to anyone, regardless of their belief system or their spiritual practices, denominations, or traditions. I think it's a very human need to be loved and to feel loved, to be seen and feel valued. And so this is one of the reasons that this workshop is available for men and women. Any age, race, anything like that perfectly resonates with the need to satisfy that holy longing that so often resonates in our hearts, and often we seek that in another person. And with this workshop, we find some practical ideas to find that within ourselves so that we are not falling into the trap of needing somebody else to be the face of the divine for us.
Well, yeah, so often, you know, people try, they want to fall in love and be loved, and they're looking for that outside themselves, and that filled from another person, when in the truth is we have to fill that ourselves.
Then that is exactly right. And I think we have a lot of talk about that. And in my experience, it tended to be ideological, or it had tended to be philosophical. Absolutely, I should love myself. Absolutely, that is the right thing to do. Now, how do I actually do that? And so this workshop offers some really practical, real-time, real-life advice, and a lot of, I think, consciousness shifting away from some of that cultural media programming that says there is the one, or that somebody else completes us. We're all learning that that's a lovely story, but that's really not how we want to live in healthy relationships.
Well, it takes a while to learn that. I think it takes going through probably a few relationships to realize that.
Yes. Well, maybe with a practice like this, some of the real pitfalls and some of the real damage can be avoided.
So one of the things that you're offering is interesting terminology of, you know, experiencing to fall in love with yourself. And so you're calling, tell us about that. What does that mean?
Well, I think, and I know that there's many modalities out there that speak to this a little bit. We tend to treat ourselves so much worse than we treat somebody we are in love with. We tend to save our best behavior for those people we are in relationship with. So it's a subtle but beautiful practice in beginning to treat yourself as if you were in love with yourself. Having conversations internally that instead of being very, very harsh or self-loathing or self-damning can be indeed a more healthy communication, as you would indeed try and have a good, intentful conversation with your own beloved, with somebody that you're in a relationship with. So some very practical advice, like how to learn to talk to yourself, how to learn to gift yourself a time of literally gifts, of how to literally treat yourself as if you were dating yourself. And it can change, again, subtly, but really change your inner and outer landscapes.
Well, and one of the aspects is, I'm going to think of religions and God and the... I have a sense this is, you're not doing this on your own. You're, how do you make that, how do you have people make that sacred connection?
That is a great question. And I think, again, regardless of belief system, you can make this work for yourself. I come from a pagan background where I work with a variety of pantheons. And for myself, I like working with the sacred masculine in the form of one of the Celtic gods. And certainly this can be a kind of relationship, regardless of your sexuality as well. So it's finding a resonance, an archetype, a spiritual quality, an aspect of the divine, that resonates with you as a lover, regardless of gender or, again, pantheon. So, and then, being in relationship with them, and boy, that gets your human relationships a little off the hook, because again, so often we look to our relationships with somebody to fix a wound, or even to help us grow, or to stimulate us, or to heal or fulfill those things that we're longing for. And if we can kind of have that with a spiritual divine partner, then that lets that human person that we love just be human. And you can still have a very healthy, growthful human relationship without expecting them to do everything perfectly. When you have a divine lover, they're going to. They're going to say all those things you really want them to say. And you can get away without having to compromise a little bit, without having to sacrifice some of your own needs. You get to have all your needs fulfilled with your spiritual lover. And they'll challenge you. It's not like they're just going to be passive. to you. But I have found over and over and over again, both in my life and the people, my clients that I work with, that this has been a very successful modality to heal a lot of that holy longing and that sense of emptiness. While we may occasionally feel lonely, like, oh, I wish somebody was here to do this event with me or that I could share this with, the sense of being desperately alone goes away. Because you know, really, again, that you're not, that the divine is with you and that you are with you. And you are never alone because of that. So you may occasionally have the human emotional loneliness, and that's okay and so much easier to live with.
Yeah, and I think that's a very common feeling for people to feel alone, and it's important to know that you aren't alone, and how you can bridge that, as you say. So what you're doing, saying is for people to call in their divine lover, and that's getting in touch with the sacred and the I imagine it'd be very individual of how people call that in, or who they call in, or how they do that.
Exactly. Yes, it is absolutely personal. It's your own intimate reality, and we do a whole practice as to how to bring that about.
Well, I also have a sense that, you know, calling in this divine lover, you're calling in your sacred self,
yes.
your spirit,
absolutely.
Your soul.
Yeah, it's an aspect of your larger self. It is an aspect of how we are all connected. It's really a reminder that we are whole, and that we are larger than our human self, and that we are connected to all of the universe. I believe so many of some of the huge rifts and wounds between the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine can be healed through practices like this. And we've all spoken about the isolation and the aloneness that we feel as a community, and some of the tragedies that can happen as a result of that. And if we can, person by person, begin to feel more whole and more connected and more in alignment with our own self and the divine, however we view that, a lot of these things will be healed on a personal level and on a global level.
Yes, because if we have that love of ourselves, we're going to be sharing that with others. You know, if you have that commitment and that sense of confidence, because when you do have that love for yourself, it shows. You know, you can see it.
It radiates. And you know, so often, especially as women, we were taught to be selfless. You know, that we served and that our job was to serve others, and that we, to be selfish was a bad thing. And what we are learning is that when we do that, we become completely depleted and burned out, and then bad things happen. When we can fulfill, become self-full, which is very different than selfish, when we can become full of self, then we are better servants to the world and ourselves and the divine.
Yes.
Because we have something left to give. And I think that is a chronic problem amongst women in particular.
Well, we're going to go into that more when we come back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll return and continue our conversation with Robin Murphy.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TalkRadio.com, transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Women, Voices of Women. I'm so used to saying woman of wisdom. So I'm talking with Robin Murphy. Robin, would you like to share your contact information if anybody wants to get a hold of you? I'm not sure if you have a website. I do not
currently have a website, but if anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can do so via my email account, and that is Otter, OTTERDANCING, OtterDancing, @gmail.com.
Great. So we were just talking about going from selfless to self-full. And, you know, I haven't heard that expression, self-full, but I totally understand that concept. And actually, if you can't really give love unless you're full of love in yourself. You know, it's not selfish to, and actually we need to be operating on self-first principles, because in loving ourselves first, then we're able to give. If you give it all away, you're going to get burned out, and then there's nothing left to give.
Exactly, exactly that. And I think this, again, kind of a mental paradigm shift from how we are often culturalized is important to that very thing. There's nothing, you know, we don't want to be selfish to the detriment of those around us, but to be full of self is, I think, what so many light bringers and practitioners and paradigm shifters are trying to say, that if we heal ourselves, if we fill ourselves with love and peace, then that is only going to radiate out and create more love and peace and joy, rather than when we are being selfless. That's when we tend to be more wounded and broken and less able to be a positive influence and to radiate that love and joy.
And make those powerful changes in the world that we need.
Exactly. Whether that's in our families, so that that can ripple out, or whether that's in really, really large philanthropic ways.
So I'm curious what teachers you have studied with or have influenced you. Because maybe that would help other people where to start.
Absolutely. This is, I've come to this through a great many paths and a great many traditions. And I've been a spiritual seeker for years and have visited many spiritual practices to learn how they frame that. And I have found what is working the most powerfully for me right now are the teachings and the work of T. Soren Coyle, who is up in the Northwest with you all. And her work is very much about the whole self and integrating the self and then stepping into your power and your purpose and making a positive effect, bringing self-love into actual reality and then letting it, again, radiate out into the world. So T. Soren Coyle, she has two books out, Kissing the Limitless and Evolutionary Witchcraft, and she's got a third book coming out in April. And again, her work has evolved into something that no matter what your belief system is, it is such a beautiful self-empowerment work and self-actualization work. Anybody could find it very, very useful. And the people that I know who have worked with her have had very profound, profound positive changes in their life.
Well, we'll have to look into her since she's from the Northwest.
Yes, yes. San Francisco, outside of San Francisco.
Okay.
Area.
Okay.
And of course, I am I deeply respect the teachings of Pema Chodron. And when I went through a particular breakup that kind of spurred this work, I went to, you know, and I am not a Buddhist practitioner, but certainly honor that some of the teachings and spent a great deal of time working, listening to her work. And I think if somebody is in a place of pain, a couple of her books are really, really beautiful, again, regardless of your belief system. And that's When Things Fall Apart was one of the ones that was particularly significant to me. And I know people have gone to that as a place to learn where your emotions don't have to own you. You can own your own emotions. And that, I think, is a big shift in the self-love work. That that while you're not controlling them or managing them, really you're loving them, your emotions. And instead of them overwhelming you, you can be tender with them and let them happen. And there's so much less out of control sometimes by using some of these practices. So it's really been a lovely integration of many, many beautiful traditions and practices.
Yes, there's so many out there. Yeah.
Yes, on all same much the same lesson, you know, the same lessons of love.
Well, as a parting statement, can you give us one example of a practical step to take in dating ourselves?
Yes, I can. And this is something that men and women alike can absolutely do. It's one of my favorites, very practical things. And that is creating an altar to ourselves. Often we worship or we honor or we respect a deity in many forms, whether that's an archetype or a god, a goddess, a faith practice. But we so rarely actually honor and love and even to go so far as to say a little bit of worship. But to create an altar to yourself, you know, if you were a god, what would you lay on the altar of yourself? What things would please the deity that is Chris or the deity that is Robin? What is particular to this particular divine aspect? And the very simple practice of that has been hugely impactful for people in honoring themselves and in learning that, you know what, I may have made, you know, self-forgiveness really seems to be the thing that that particular thing triggers the most, in self-forgiveness, which is a huge step in self-love.
Yeah, well, that's a great example of how to take one step towards loving yourself and honoring yourself. It's putting an altar for yourself. Well, thank you so much, Robin, for being with me today.
Thank you, Chris.
And look forward to seeing you in Seattle. Her workshop is February 17th, called Beloved, Love Within. And that will be Sunday night. Again, it's open to men. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. We've been talking about three things. And you can weave them together to make this world a better place. It's about rhythm, move your body, make joyful sounds, drum, find your purpose and your passion so we move into thriving, and find that beloved within yourself. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad you joined me today, and I wish everyone a happy holiday next week. Be safe, drive safe. And I also want to alert people, sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter to find out about our specials and our monthly events in Seattle, but also our conference offerings. We have our early bird, our last early bird specials for Nikki Scully and Normandy Ellis, December 31st. You can find that out on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Nikki's doing planetary healing workshop, and Normandy Ellis is doing a 2-day intensive Egyptian mysteries. So thank you for joining us today, and we will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.